Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Lepp. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lepp. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lepp. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is hit by the pitch. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Meyer scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge strikes out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Riddle and he is out, Smith applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bluge. Smith moves to second. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle bunts between the mound and first base. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riddle for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Brown reaches second base with a double. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Brown moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a fly ball. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Reynolds is chasing the ball. Rice rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-0 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Sam West pinch hits for George Lepp. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Rice reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. West moves to third. It's 7-2, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West now playing center field. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cronin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Reynolds moves to second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge bunts towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Judge moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith has Cronin trapped. There's the throw to Riddle and over to Com, who tags Cronin for the out. Judge moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly tags and moves to third. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jolly scores. Com moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-3, Senators. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walsh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rice reaches second base with a double. West scores. It's 11-3, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and moves to third. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball towards left. Moore catches it and throws to home to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Reynolds steals third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 12-3, Senators. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Judge goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Senators. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pat Carraway now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to home to get Spencer. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got five RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Riddle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 13, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Gosselin takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosselin. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Gosselin steals second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosselin moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosselin tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 14-3, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.